Here's something baffling about the current campaign for governor of Michigan. Few people seem to care very much who wins, and fewer seem excited about any of the candidates. And that, coupled with the fact that we're in a deep recession, mean campaign donations aren't rolling in like they used to. Some of this is surprising, given that the stakes are high and the governor's race is more wide open than it has ever been at any time in modern history. Less than 2 months before the primary, nobody has any idea who either party will nominate. Both parties have hotly contested primary contests. Now, you might think that would mean the candidates would be staking out well-defined positions. You might think that campaign dollars would be pouring in. The only problem is that you'd be wrong. Nobody seems to care very much. Not enough, anyway, to open their wallets. Most of the candidates seem to be having a hard time raising money. Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox has compiled a campaign war chest of modest size, and Rick Snyder, the venture capitalist from Ann Arbor, may be personally wealthy enough to self-fund a campaign. But the rest are scratching for dough. And, in a blast back to the past, Congressman Pete Hoekstra, the man most polls show leading the Republican field, planned on financing his campaign with state matching funds. What, you may wonder, are state matching funds? Way back in 1976, idealistic lawmakers made an effort to level the playing field. They didn't want rich people to be able to run for office. They also didn't want wealthy contributors to have too much sway. So they set up a system where eligible candidates could qualify for state funding in primary contests. For every dollar you raise from private donations, the state would give you $2, up, that is, to a maximum of a little less than $1 million. The catch is, if you took the money, you had to agree to spend no more than $3 million total on the primary campaign. The money for the fund comes from a voluntary checkoff on your state income tax return. This system worked pretty well back in the 1970s. But campaigns have gotten more and more expensive, and the legislature has never increased the amount. So in recent years, most candidates haven't even tried to qualify for the state money because they felt they both needed to spend much more and were able to raise it. But this year, Pete Hoekstra decided to try to qualify and then got a nasty shock. The money was largely gone. The legislature, in an effort to balance the budget without making hard choices, quietly transferred millions out of the campaign fund 3 years ago. Hoekstra and anyone else who tries for state matching funds will get far less than the money he legally has coming. What the lawmakers did was technically not illegal, even if it seems unethical, and it highlights a dilemma. Do we want campaign finance reform that means anything, or not? When Hoekstra found out the cupboard was bare, his spokesman said this was a symptom of what's wrong in Lansing. Some of the other candidates agreed. What none of them have told us, however, is how and whether they would fix it.